everyone, welcome to the Lana Del Rey Fan Podcast. I am your host, Johan, and for this very first episode, I wanted to review Lana's classic debut album, Born to Die. The album was released on January 27th of 2012, and the deluxe version consists of 15 tracks and is about 60 minutes long. In an interview with Vogue magazine, she talked about the album and said, "The album is a tribute to living life on the wild side. I'm sort of kidding because I'm not that wild anymore. Used to drink a lot. Too much. I haven't had a drink in 7 years now." So that is what Lana had to say about the album, and I think that it literally describes the album perfectly. Billboard also explained that Lana had a huge impact on the music industry by saying, "It's hard to imagine an Eilish, a Lorde, a Halsey without Lana." They also included the song Born to Die as one of the 100 songs that defined the 2010s and said that it influenced a sonic shift that completely changed the pop landscape. And I completely agree. When you listen to music from early 2010, 2011, 2012, it all sounded a bit the same, but then Lana came with her new sound, dark, a bit more hip-hop, and when you listen to today's music, it sounds an awful lot like it, and I think Lana had a huge impact, and I completely agree with what Billboard had to say. There are also many others who praised Lana for her work, such as The Washington Post, Pitchfork, The Guardian, and so many more. And what is incredible about this album is that it was Lana's debut, and it ended up getting the number 2 spot on the Billboard 200 charts. Now, here are my personal thoughts on some of the songs from the album. Starting with the opening title track, Born to Die was an incredible start to an amazing album. Everything sounded perfect, and the way the violins from the beginning merged into a more hip-hop beat immediately set the mood. Just from hearing that one song, I already knew what I was getting into, and like, I was sucked into the world and the universe right away. The production of the song is amazing as well, and I think it's very interesting the way you can hear the classical instruments through the hip-hop and upbeat sounds. It sounded very dramatic and cinematic, which suited Lana perfectly. The vocals were obviously everything I could ever want, and Lana delivered her story very well throughout the song. I think it translated so nicely. She's singing about an abusive relationship that she feels stuck in. When she sings that her and her partner were born to die, I believe she means that their relationship was never going to work in the first place. She also asks her boyfriend to not make her sad and to not make her cry. She wants him to make her laugh and get high with her because she wants the relationship to work out so badly, but she knows deep down that it will never work. And I honestly think that this is something that is very relatable to so many different types of people. And I honestly think that the lyrical content and the story and what she's singing about is what really made her shine and made her unique from every other artist, because Lana really was honest and straightforward in her lyrics, which is something not a lot of artists do, and Lana just does it very well. Blue Jeans is one of my favorite songs from the album. In my opinion, this track gives us a deeper look into the chaos that Lana is experiencing. Just like many of the other songs, this one is about a relationship that went south for Lana. She explained to the Daily Telegraph, "It's not my fault that love went bad. I met this person I was going to spend the rest of my life with. We were both clean and sober. We lived together, and then he started getting into trouble and he had to leave. There's a lot of facets to my life. They don't all seem like they would come together. It's been a strange ride. So obviously you can tell that Lana has gone through a few things, and I find it so beautiful the way she can translate that in her music. One of my favorite lyrics from the song is, "You fit me better than my favorite sweater." And the reason I love it so much is because it sounds very simple, but when you think about it and really look into it, it has a lot of depth and meaning to it. The next song is the one that started it all. Video Games was a massive success and was Lana's debut single. The very slow song talks about a relationship in which Lana feels happy, but also where she's missing something. She talked about the song and said, "I was writing about this guy I've been seeing and the way our relationship was at the time. It was a time in my life when I had let go of my own personal career and ambitions and just enjoyed being with him at home." She added, "When I was writing that song, I was reflecting on the sweetness of it, but also something else I was longing for at the same time." And what I really like about this song is that it's usually one of the songs that people think of when they hear Lana's name. And it's just so amazing because it's, according to Lana, one of her, not most personal songs, but it is very personal to her. So the fact that a lot of people related and a lot of people liked it is really amazing. National Anthem feels like a whole movie. It starts very dramatic and then you can hear the fireworks, which was such a nice touch because it sets the mood and you can immediately picture the song in your head. After that, the song keeps its cinematic feel but dives into a more hip-hop sound and it blends together beautifully. Lana is obviously singing about America, which is a recurring theme for her. But on a deeper level, she is singing about a relationship with a rich person. She wants to be his national anthem, and she wants to be something very important to him. By staying in the relationship, Lana gets the money, obviously, and she's pretty straightforward about it because she sings, "Money is the anthem of success, so before we go out, what's your address?" And she also sings, and this one is one of my favorite lyrics from the song, "Money is the reason we exist. Everybody knows it. It's a fact. Kiss, kiss." I just love it. It sounds really great with the beat and everything. That line is one of my favorites. Radio is a song reflecting Lana's reaction to her success and the fact that her songs play on the radio. She sings, "Now my life is sweet like cinnamon, like a fucking dream I'm living in." She also said in an interview, "People always said, oh, well, people will come out of the woodwork and change their mind about you. They'll start to like you because you're on the radio. And it is true, but I don't mind because I'd rather have people be nice to me. So I liked it. I don't really care why people are nice to me. I just like it when it's easier." This is also another one of my favorites from the album just because Lana is so honest in her lyrics. Carmen is such a great song, and it's also one of my favorites. The chorus is so satisfying to listen to because Lana used her voice in so many different ways, and it was all blended together very nicely. I love the way that it sounds. It sounds like she's talking almost, and I absolutely loved the interlude with the French dialogue over the simple instrumental. Again, this is one of the things that didn't need to be in the song, but it was and made the whole song come to life even more. It really shows how big her attention to detail is, and this is the most personal song from the album. Lana said, "Carmen is a song I can't say too much about because it's so close to my heart. It's the song on the record I relate to most closely." So the story is about a 17-year-old girl who struggles with drinking. Lana sings, "Darling, darling, doesn't have a problem lying to herself, 'cause her liquor's top shelf." It's alarming, honestly, how charming she can be, fooling everyone, telling them she's having fun. Obviously, this sounds very deep and personal, and I just love that Lana was able to share that with us. Summertime Sadness is another very successful song from Lana. This has mainly been made popular by its remix. Personally, I'm not a fan of remixes, and I'm sure a lot of people will agree with me when I say that the original is so much better, hands down. But I'm grateful for the remix because, as I said, it made the song more popular and more people got into Lana's music that way. So there is a good side to this whole remix situation. Now, the song itself is very beautiful, and when you listen carefully to the lyrics, they get kind of melancholic. She's singing about being in a relationship with someone where her feelings for that person overshadow her fears. She says, "Nothing scares me anymore." And overall, she's singing about being invincible, which I think is something a lot of people feel when they're in a relationship. And Lana did that very well in this song. Finally, another one of my favorite songs is Lolita because the song was very dark but kept a happy and exciting feeling with the beat and how fast everything was happening. And that contrast was very nice and it was a bit scary but in such a good way. And the song overall is a banger, hands down, it really is. And the story of a girl who is very obsessed with her partner at a point where she gets crazy was so much fun. I really enjoyed that. It was a whole story, a whole movie. It had a whole climax. I understood the story completely. It was very entertaining. And the background vocals during the chorus were just perfection. Lana also talks over an instrumental during the bridge, which is something that I absolutely love. I could listen to it on repeat forever. It's just something that I find so satisfying. And it makes me feel, the song makes me feel so badass, and I really don't understand why this song wasn't on the standard version of the album because it's my absolute favorite from the entire record and one of my favorites from Lana in general. Like, this song is absolutely amazing. If you have to listen to just one song from the album, definitely check this one out, but also listen just to the whole album because it's really, really great. Overall, my favorite songs in order were Lolita, Blue Jeans, Radio, and Carmen. This album is absolutely fantastic and it immediately brought me back to 2012. And I really enjoyed how Lana blended classic instruments with hip hop beats and her soft vocals with dark lyrics. Everything sounded so well together and was so unique and authentic to her. If I didn't talk about a song from the album, it's just because I didn't have much to say about it, and I want to keep these episodes short. I don't want these to be too long, so that's why I try to focus on some specific songs and give my full opinion on them. And this concludes my first episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you're interested in following me on Instagram, it's at the Lana Del Rey Fan Podcast or Twitter at Lana Fan Podcast. Again, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in my next episode.